The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Yeah, the unmistakable sound of Bonnie Tyler, the Welsh singer, known for that song and other hits, including Total Eclipse of the Heart and It's a Heartache. She has sadly passed away at the age of 75. To pay tribute, we're joined by broadcaster Robin Elliott. Robin, you knew Bonnie. Tell us your reaction to this very sad news.
You know, my heart is just breaking, and I've heard that song, Holding Out for a Hero, probably about a million times over the years, and just hearing it today, just hearing her voice again, I just feel very emotional. We have lost probably what I think the greatest female rock voice of all time. I was a massive fan. The first record I ever bought was Holding Out for a Hero. It was the first time I heard her voice. And became such a fan. Then 26 years ago, she released her Greatest Hits album, and I got the pleasure of interviewing her for the first time. And she had just come back from singing at Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones' wedding in New York. And actually, Bonnie's husband, Robert, is related to Catherine Zeta-Jones in some kind of cousin-type way. But she just came back from that wedding. And I happened to say to her during the interview, I went, wow, imagine having Bonnie Tyler as your wedding singer. And I says, Bonnie, when it comes to my turn for getting married, will you sing at my wedding? And she went, yes, of course I will. And that's how we kind of hit it off straight away. And at the end of the conversation, she'd never been to Belfast before. And I says, Bonnie, we need to get you to Belfast. Will you promise me that you will come to Belfast at some stage? And she says, I will, I will. So I was organizing the Big Buzz Irish Entertainment Awards at the time. And I thought, let's get her as this big special surprise guest at the end this year. And the first year I phoned her, she couldn't do it. But she says, I promise I'll come the next year. And she did. She kept her promise. She came to Belfast for the first time and was absolutely amazing. And over the years, our paths have crossed. I've done a few interviews with her from time to time. And more recently, I was with her in February at the
really?
Waterfront.
That recently. I presume she didn't ultimately sing at your wedding, did she?
No, she didn't sing at my wedding. No, she didn't. No, we couldn't make that happen. Yeah. No.
No, fair enough. One of the things, I mean, obviously you've met her a number of times, and maybe it was because success came in music terms relatively late. I think she was in her mid-20s and she had been doing the music circle around South Wales for many years at that stage. But she always struck me as someone who was a kind of very down-to-earth person despite, I mean, I think she sold 100 million records in her career, but she seemed very down-to-earth.
I mean, she totally was. I mean, she never forgot her working class roots. She came from a very small village near Swansea. She played the working man's pubs and clubs. She was working in a band. She was trying for talent shows and stuff like that. And then, of course, the big hit came in 76 with Lost in France. Then a year later came It's a Heartache. And then a record company at the time were trying to send her down this kind of disco road then that she really didn't want to do. She wanted to be a rock singer. She wanted to sound like Janis Joplin or Tina Turner. She loved Tina Turner. And I'll come back to Tina in a second. She wanted to sound like that. So eventually she signed with a record label who would let her do the rock stuff. And they said to her, if there's any producer in the world you could work with, who would it be? And she said, I want to work with Jim Steinman. Ah, and he went, no.
Meatloaf's producer, wasn't it?
Well, that's what they said. No, that's crazy. He's just had this massive success with Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell. There's no way you're ever going to get to work with Jim Steinman. But Jim heard a couple of tapes off her, loved her voice, and obviously had this big 7-minute epic anthem standing by, Total Eclipse of the Heart, and realized that her voice was going to be perfect for this. And the minute the two of them met, they hit it off. They went into the studio. They recorded Total Eclipse. And of course, everybody went, no, we can't play this on the radio. It's 7 minutes long. People are never going to go for that. But weren't they wrong? Number one across the world. She became the first Welsh artist to have a number one in America. 83 billion, over a billion streams on Spotify as well. Wow. And then I think it is the greatest power ballad of all time, isn't it?
Actually, it's funny. I hadn't known about the Meatloaf connection, but you could have imagined Meatloaf singing that song as well, couldn't you?
Could imagine Meatloaf singing that. And then, of course, she would then team up with Jim Steinman again for her next big hit, which, of course, was Holding Out for a Hero from the movie Footloose. as well. And I promise I would come back to the Tina Turner story there as well.
Yeah.
She was obviously a massive fan and massively influenced by Tina Turner. And in fact, one time the two of them were booked for a TV appearance in Europe somewhere, and they both turned up wearing the exact same outfit. And Tina Turner actually changed her outfit for Bonnie. But the connection with Bonnie and Tina gets even better than that, because a lot of people don't realize this, but Bonnie Tyler was the first person to record The Best.
Really?
Yes, Bonnie Tyler recorded that for her Best Off album in 1988, and then Tina recorded it a year later in 1989. But the first version, slightly different from Tina's version, but Bonnie always sung that in her live shows as well.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. Her very unique voice, I hadn't realised until today, it came about slightly by accident. That gravelly tone was due to an operation that went slightly askew.
Yeah, she had nodules on her voice that a lot of singers get. So that's why her voice is slightly different between Lost in France and It's a Heartache. Yeah. The huskiness came at that kind of period.
Yeah, she tells a great story that she got really frustrated. She wasn't supposed to speak, and she kind of let a roar at the doctor who'd done the operation. And he said, "Oh, you've really gone and done it now. You're going to have this really husky voice." But it turned out to be her kind of calling card.
Of course, to give her that instantly recognizable voice that everybody across the world knows and loves. And you know what? It's such a shock to hear the news today, because she had so much more lined up to do as well.
I'm
there was a single came out this year. I know there was other records ready to be released as well. And I spoke to a good promoter friend of mine, Joe Gallagher, earlier on today, and he was planning concerts next year, teaming her up once again with Chris Norman, the voice of Smokey. That was going to be a massive tour for them as well.
You said you met her earlier this year. How was she at that stage? Was her health pretty good at that point?
You know, she was in great form. 6th of February, she played Belfast. It was a totally sold-out show, and she was at her best that night. Her voice was amazing. She was interacting with the audience. She had so many great stories to tell. She had us all laughing. And it was almost, when I look back on it now, it was almost like she was saying her farewell, and it was just so lovely. And there was so much love in the Waterfront Hall in Belfast for her that night. So many fans just wanted to turn up to see her, and sadly that's the last we're going to see of her.
It is. We don't know much about the circumstances behind her sad passing at this point, Robin.
All that we know is when she got back to Portugal, to Faro, she went into hospital for an operation, an intestinal operation. She was then placed into an induced coma to help her recovery. When she came out of that coma then, she sadly took a heart attack. And that's the information we know at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for talking to us about her. You obviously knew her very well, and she obviously meant a lot to you, as I know she means a lot to an awful lot of people out there. 100 million records sold is quite extraordinary, isn't it?
It really is. She was just an amazing woman as well. And, you know, for somebody who was such a worldwide rock superstar, she was still down to earth. She still had time for everybody. She had interest in people, and she wanted to hear their stories. She was just a lovely woman and an absolutely amazing rock legend.
Okay. A class act, no doubt about it. Robin Ellis, thank you so much for talking to us about the extraordinary life of Bonnie Tyler, who has sadly passed away at the age of just 75.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.